Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm ready for it. You ready?
Give reaction.
We want it.
Give reaction.
Hey,
we hungry.
Good evening, and welcome to The Cricket Show, broadcasting around the world every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow, or fast bowl us an email with your questions and comments to thecricketshow@comcast.net. And now, let's talk cricket, lovely cricket.
A pleasant good evening to all of you all there in Radio Land. Welcome to The Cricket Show, another Sunday. And at 6 o'clock each and every Sunday, you have The Cricket Show. Online with me are Dennis Heath, Murchis Nesbitt, and, of course, Phil Hallpike. Good evening to you, gentlemen and ladies.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
We're gonna
to you,
take
Leon.
Good afternoon. Yes, you are three hours behind us.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, thank you for being with us, and we just want to say welcome back. Welcome back to the land of what? Land of everything. But anyway, let's ask God's presence in the house by asking Phil to just give us a short prayer, and then we'll do the rigor of the show.
Our Father and our God, we thank you that you are God. And there's no one else like you. We ask you to, we confess our sins. We ask you to forgive our sins, past, present, and future. And we thank you for what you have done for us in the past. And we pray that this cricket show will be a successful one. Bless Leon. Bless Miss Mercedes. And bless Dennis. And remember his mother, Lord, Ina Clark, and Ruby Locke. And we thank you that you are capable of helping us in any situation you find ourselves. Who has taught us to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgive us our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Phil. And I know you find your utmost to make sure that you give God praise and thanks for this show. Appreciate your helping us along the way, Phil. And we just go through the outline. Anything from you, Murchis, that you would like to share with anyone from before we begin? And also Dennis, afterwards.
Yes.
Good
afternoon, a good evening, and good night to all. And happy wedding.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Henry.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right now, enjoying the new life God has given. That's it. Enjoy the show.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yes. Anything from you, Mr. Dennis?
Yes, Leon. I'm back from London, the city of my childhood. I mean, I'm always happy and excited to return to London, Leon. You know, it is unfortunate that my mom is in good health, but she continues to fight on at age 93. You know, one of the joys of being in London, that many of the old items that I grew up with, you know, are still there, showing their mm-hmm. age. You know, like the souvenir placard I brought back from a school trip to Berlin in 1966. Still there okay. hanging on the wall all these many years, you know, seeing family members that I've not seen or heard from in years. And, of course, walking the streets with dozens of produce shops and equally large number of restaurants and sidewalk cafes. It is a yes. glorious sight. And I certainly miss having my traditional English breakfast, and I gorged myself tirelessly during the last 3 weeks. So, yes, I'm still happy to be back in baking California, 104 degrees right now with the AC doing double duty.
Yeah.
Back to you, Leah.
Yeah, amen. And I've gotten some rave reviews for your letter from London last week. It was well put together, and I want to thank you very much for that. Despite the fact that you're out of town, you find some time to send that to me, and I was able to make sure it went into the archives. And you know, folks are saying, well done, well done. Some say bravo, some say excellent. And thank you for that. Phil, your final thoughts? I know your bedtime is coming close. So why don't you give us your your thoughts?
My thoughts? I need to know a lot more about cricket. I haven't been following up cricket since I came to this country.
Well,
I'm busy doing other things.
Let me tell you something. We have a section. We have a section now that we're going to call Phil Wants to Know. So if you come on or stay on, Phil Wants to Know. And that's the title of that question to Simon O'Brien, roundabout 7:45. So if you come back with us at that time, I'm going to ask Simon. Phil Wants to Know. So be with us, right?
Hang
tight as we go through the outline. First of all,
may I just say one thing regarding the letter from London? I've been told that there's one small correction I need to make, and I think I'll take this opportunity to do so now. Mm-hmm. And in the letter, I referred to Janelle Adams as counselor, and her mm-hmm. correct title is Minister Counselor. I am not sure of the exact difference between the two, but of course, it is an important matter for Janelle and the counselor. So I thought I need to make that correction there. Thank you, Leon. Back to you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. And let me begin by just offering my congratulations to Sir Ricky Richardson. He will be bestowed with an honorary doctorate from the University of the West Indies come October the 8th. Ricky Richardson has been a friend of the show, a friend of mine from years gone by. Just want to take this opportunity on behalf of the Cricket Show to offer our congratulations and best wishes to his obtaining that high honor. The Asian Cup. We'll begin with the Asian Cup. There is a tussle going on between some six nations, India, Pakistan, Hong Kong, Afghanistan, and Sri Lanka, and, of course, Bangladesh. They're down now to the final four. And it is as follows: Sri Lanka, Pakistan, India, and Afghanistan are in that order. Today, we had a very close encounter between India and Pakistan, with Pakistan prevailing after India's September total of 181 or 182 for victory. Pakistan were able to knock that off with losing 5 wickets on the way. And with a ball to spare. So again, India 181 for 7, and Pakistan 182 for 5, 19.1 overs. I'm sure that must be joy to Virgil when he hears that a little later on. In South Africa, let's go to the Caribbean Premier League, which is presently in action. I'm sure, Dennis, if you could just pull up the scores there between the two finalists in the women's division of the CPL because Trinidad had set them 101 for victory, that is Barbados Royal, and they were struggling with 4 wickets down for 50-odd runs. So if you can bring me up to date with that.
I can give that to you now, Leon.
Why don't you do that right now?
The Barbados Royal women are 78-8 with 19 balls remaining and 23 runs to win the match. So we're getting pretty close and pretty excited here, Liam. Back to you.
Yes, indeed. And turning our attention to the men's division of the Caribbean Premier League, it sees Jamaica with 2 wins on top, followed by Barbados, also with 2 wins, but in an inferior net run rate. In third place, Trinidad and Tobago. And perhaps, they have also had 2 wins, and again, net run rate below the other 2 top teams. And in fourth place, St. Kitts and Nevis, Patriots, but they having played 3 matches, lost 2, and got 1 point for no results. And in the cellar, Guyana without a win from 1 match, and St. Lucia Kings, they're also winless, having played 2 matches. So we'll bring you up to date, and we'll go into it in details a little later on. Of course, England and South Africa are in a little tussle, because England having won the second test match, looking to win the series after South Africa. They have won the first. So the series is at level with 1 test each and 1 to go. And this one will start on the 8th of September. Turning our attention to the hundreds, and I'm telling you, there are 2 sets of hundreds, 1 by the women and 1 by the men. Let's talk about the men first, because the Rockets, the Trent Rockets played the Manchester Original in the final yesterday, and the Trent Rockets ended by winning the contest by 2 wickets. The scores, the Manchester Original, they scored 120-9 from their 100 balls. And the Trent Rockets scored 121 for the loss of 8 wickets with 2 balls to spare. Notice, Dennis and the others, that we're not talking about overs. We're talking about balls, because this tournament is strictly about number of balls being bowled, 100 in the overs. Of course, we did a little thing on it last week, and we hope that some of you might have understood it. And we go over it again in time to come. In the women's tournament, the Oval Invincible took on the Southern Braves. And the finals mean the Oval Invincible women, they won by 5 wicket scores. The Southern Braves, they scored 101-7 from the allotted 100 balls, and the Ovals, they replied with 105-5. So it means that the Ovals, Invincible, are the champions for this year. And 100 encounter. Over in Australia, Zimbabwe are taking on him. Zimbabwe and Australia having won the first 2 ODIs. So, Zimbabwe replied with a victory by some 2 wickets. That was an exciting time for the Zimbabweans, because these Australia were all out for 141 from 31 overs. And Zimbabwe were victors, with scoring 142-7. The 39th over, of course, Zimbabwe winning there by 3 wickets. Were they playing as reserve players, or it was a pure win for the, who knows, but whatever it is, a victory for them, and I congratulate them as well. New Zealand, a team, going to be touring India. They're going to play in 3 test match and 3 ODIs come September the 1st. to September the 27th. South Africa will be touring England later this year. Would it be this? Well, that's the one we just talked about. So let's go on because the scheduled ICC Cricket World Cup will be, well, these are the league matches and we'll go. That is running from 2019 to 2023. So we'll just bypass that. And Miss Figure, Rahim, he retired from T20 matches. He is the Bangladeshi. Yes, he is the Bangladeshi player, and he has just decided to retire from T20. I've heard people are retiring from Test cricket, but not so much T20. Am I correct, Dennis?
Yes, you're so right there, Leon. This comes as a total surprise.
Total surprise. And, you know, we just have to give our listeners some updates because we also want to bring them up to date with the England football, that is the Premier League division, which is something that of interest of some of our listeners here, Arsenal. They're on top, followed by Manchester City in the third place at Tottenham. Brighton are in fourth place, while Manchester United, they are fifth, and Chelsea are sixth. Followed by Liverpool, seventh, and Brentford, they are eighth, Leeds, ninth, and Fulham, they're 10th, and Newcastle, 11th, while Southampton, Bournemouth, and the Wolves are 12th, 13th, and 14th. Crystal Palace, they are 15th, while Everton holds up the 16th spot, followed by Aston Villa. And in the cellar are West Ham, Nottingham Forest, and at the bottom of the table are Leicester City, man, my team. Oh, but you know my team, Chelsea, they're six. And when once they're up above Liverpool, that is what entices me, what makes me happy. But they haven't lost two matches so far. It does not feel good for them. But anyway, it seems as if they're turning the corner. So good luck to Liverpool. You're still... If the competition were to finish today, you'll be in second place. Anyway, turning our attention to before we go into that, we just want to just tell the folks, we just want to later in the match. Okay, well, let's do it now because one of the tennis greats, she has retired from international cricket, and we're talking about Serena Jamaica Williams. She was born when? In September 1981, and she played a number of exciting matches. She has thrilled us all with her extravagant stroke play and her exuberance. And no, she has changed the course of tennis for the women. And, of course, we are so happy for the young lady. It's not funny because, all in all, she has a total of 39 Grand Slams. When I say 39 Grand Slams, some people say she only has 23. But when you total the others in the doubles, and yes, she has, let me see whether if I'm right. Yes, I think I'm right. They said 39 Grand Slams, 23 singles, 14 doubles, and two mixed. And she earned prize money worth $97 million. Have you know? You know how to count $97 million, Sam? $95 million, Dennis? And just to tell you something more about the young lady, she got her first Grand Slam at the age of 17. She must be the all-time greatest in women's tennis, and just want to just take this opportunity to congratulate her and to wish her well, and whatever she undertakes, that she'll do well. Later on, someone may just want to ask some more stats about her, but we just want to just congratulate her for what she has done, the joy she has brought to us, and we are completely and, of course, happy that she is going out despite she made a brave attempt to come back. Having been ranked 605th in the world, she came back and knocked out the number two ranked player in the U.S. Open, and having gone to the first two rounds, winning the first round and winning in the second round, and it was not to be in the third. She was knocked out. So we just want to wish her well and hope all goes well. And we're looking forward to also tell you that the NFL, which is something of importance to our listeners, will start come September the 8th. And that's my take. And a little later on, I will be introducing you to a great friend of mine. I have not met him for over 20-something years. He's a young man whom I admire so much. And he is Dr. Samuels. And we will tell you more about him because he's my friend. He's one that his wife could come to my home and just did what she liked, open my fridge, go into my bedroom, anything. I'm so close were we together until we separated. He'd been in the army and was over to Cyprus and all around the world, and then he was brave enough to continue study and obtain a doctorate. We'll talk to him later, Charles Samuels Jr. So back over to you, Dennis. I know you have quite a bit to say. We haven't heard from Audie, but we knew he went to that wedding, and he didn't say whether or not he was going to come, but nevertheless, we'll go through. And
Leon, take it away. I wanted to expand a little bit more on your Premier League mentions, sort of a brief overview. I mean, six matches into the 2022-23 season, we see a few surprises. Manchester United has struggled with two early defeats, and speculations around the position and job security of the new manager is strong.
Mm-hmm.
We see two rebound victories in successive matches signal a recovery, with Manchester United now at position number five, as Leon said, and four wins and two defeats with 12 points. Now, the other team in Manchester City, is now in their familiar leadership position, undefeated after six matches with 14 points. Tottenham is in their early league table position, second behind Manchester City, also undefeated with 14 points. However, Tottenham usually start out well, Leon, but fades as the season progresses. So keep your eyes on the Spurs. This might be the year for surprise. Chelsea, with two early defeats, is currently in fifth position, and Chelsea supporters are not very happy with the performance of their team. Chelsea have five new players added to their squad, and of course they have players who were familiar but now no longer with the club. Lukaku is gone, Alonso is gone, Odoi is no longer there, Werner is gone, Rudiger, all gone. Now, Chelsea is rebuilding under new management. So what will the season bring for Chelsea? We will see. Liverpool, with one defeat and three drawn games, are outside their comfort zone, Leon, at position six in the current table. However, the signs are there that the climb up the table is very likely before the 2022 World Cup matches begin. At the bottom of the table, we see an unfamiliar Leicester City. The season is much too early to speculate, but very likely manager Brendan Rodgers is having some sleepless nights. And finally, keep your eyes on Arsenal, with one defeat this season and currently close to the top of the table. They are the team to watch. Leon, that's my brief overview of the Premier League. Of course, there's a lot to be... Go ahead.
But just to correct you a little bit, because Liverpool are seventh. And because of the big victory today, I think it was by Man United? Man United won, and they leapfrog ahead of Chelsea and Liverpool. So Liverpool, they are seventh. And Chelsea sixth, Man United fifth. So, never know. But it's early yet. It's early yet, and who to tell what will happen. Before...
Leon, I have an update for you on the women's EPL. Trinidad has won the match between the Barbados Royals and the Trinidad Knight Riders. The score was Trinidad Knight Riders were 100-7, and Barbados Royals were bowled out in their 18.4 overs for 90 runs. So Trinidad has taken 2 out of the 3 matches that were played. Julian. Gone silent. Are you still with me? Okay. Let's have a little music there.
Yeah.
Vivi is the name. Cricket is the game. But I don't know how he could play cricket so. But his batting, bowling, stealing, catching is breathtaking. Sometimes I just wonder if he's a next lover's in the making. That man Richard could really bat. It's something to see him and the attack. Plundering bowlers again and again. It's remarkable how he does dictate the game. No bowler holds a terror for Vivian Richard. Not Thompson, not Lily. Not Lady Nash and Azika. Perfect coordination of body and mind. That brother is really dino. Face a spin. He ain't give a front where you're calling him. Faster slowly, you're going back to the boundary. When the bowling tight, if you see the man, he has a defense no bowler can penetrate. Yet still he can score his runs as freely as he will. He could beat the tightest deal with sheer technical skill. When that man tries you, he caught the deal and leaves the mid on standing still. His breathless play cut right off the stump. So many times I've left commentators dumb. No bowler holds a terror for Vivian Richard.
All right, well, Dennis, you may have something you wish to say to us before we
go. Well, we can go back to the most exciting Asia Cup, because surprise surprise, it looks very much like India has won one of their meeting with Pakistan, the first one, and of course Pakistan has come back and won the second of the two meeting. And very likely these two teams will meet again in the next round, possibly the final of the Asia Cup. So we will see exactly how that turn out for the team, because we know that the India-Pakistan matches are always a sellout when it comes to cricket on that side in that side of the world. I mean, Leon, you probably heard about the Cricket World Cup finals in Australia in October, where all the tickets have been sold out. This is an incredible thing this far out, to have all tickets sold out with standing tickets now being sold. What an incredible game, for cricket.
Yes, so that's wonderful. Who say that cricket is dying? I don't know who tell them to say that.
It's probably not the cricket is dying, but it's probably test match cricket is probably not so bright right now because of all the excitement to be gained from, the shorter versions of the game. I think is more like what is keeping people very much on their toes. I mean, I looked while I was in London, I looked at some of those games, Leon. The stand looked as if it was quite full for these 100 games. So quite clearly, the game in the UK is well and truly appreciated. And I think we have Virgil joining us.
Yes. Yes.
So,
are you
Virgil?
Yeah, I'm here. Good evening to all listeners, and good evening to all the panelists, and welcome back.
Still Dennis.
Welcome back, Dennis, to the show.
Yes, well, Dennis, why don't you take over a little bit for me, and I'll just make a short stop and come right back.
Okay, Leon, we have in the Manchester, the men's 100s final game. Leon mentioned that earlier on. Very exciting to see the amount of cricket, the support of cricket in those areas. And, of course, the results are absolutely amazing. In that Manchester original, Cook took 4 wickets for 18 runs, while Patel took 3 for 23. And the Manchester original bowlers, Little took 2 for 18, and Walters 2 for 21, with Ardley taking 2 for 28 and Parkinson's 2 for 21. The women's 100 final, the Southern Braves 101 for 7 and the Oval Invincibles 105 for 5. But Virgil, have you seen the results of the India-Pakistan match played earlier today?
No, I didn't get to see none of those games, though.
Oh, excitement!
I don't think Willow was carrying it. So,
okay. Well, the score for the second meeting of these two. You remember that Pakistan played India last Sunday, and they scored 147
yes.
Pakistan, and India beat them by 148 for 5. Well, the next time they met was yesterday. Well, earlier today, where India scored 181 for 7, and Pakistan managed to score 182 for 5 to win the match with one ball to spare. Now, what do you think of that? Is that excitement or is that excitement?
Hold on 1 minute. You know when you call my name and ask me if you see the game, I know there was a reversal or something happened expected today. So I'm really appreciative that you give me that, and I'm really happy. It's just a good fight between these two countries. And that is what you're going to get all the time. I mean, one might beat one, the other one might beat, and then you come down to the last game, and that make it more exciting. So I'm happy if, you know, at least it's 1-1. I hope there's a third one there to play or something like that, so we can get more excitement out of that.
I suspect strongly, Virgil, that there will be a third one, because this is like the semifinal games being played, and I know the final will most likely include India against Pakistan. So there is a lot of excitement. Make sure you call Willow and tell him we want that match, because there's a lot of excitement.
I'm definitely going to try to see when it's on. I'll try and see what other channel, other area I can get it, and definitely watch that game, because, I mean, that is really what you want for cricket, man, because you have, when is that, it's like over a billion people watching that, and that will make it more excited, and that make it it will help more of the country to push themselves to get into cricket. Oh. So it's real good for the cricket.
Leon, are you back with us? No. All right. Well, Leon's not
I'm
there
I'm
yet.
I'm back with you, but go right ahead, while I make a connection.
Let me ask you something. In that game, did Rizwan, what's his name, the open bat?
Yes.
Because Rizwan is my favorite player. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much he makes today in the game.
He made 71. And
wow.
For mm-hmm. Pakistan. And Kohli made 60 for India.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just something about Rizwan.
Oh.
I know the other guy is probably a little bit better than him, the open bat, the captain. But something about Rizwan, I just like how he carries himself. I always have a smile on his face, man, and man, I just like him just by seeing as a person like that, man. So I'd like this when he performs.
Okay. It looks like Audley has joined us, so welcome to the show, Audley. Good afternoon to you from me out here in heat-baked Southern California.
Good afternoon to Mr. Heat, and for Leon
and Virgil and other panelists. It's a good evening to you all. Hey, welcome Sunday evening, another Black Oak Cricket Show. Yeah, I just want to say, as you all know, as expected, you know, we Ivor had a really super alidocious time. Ivor and his wife, we all do.
I want to talk about it early when we get into the reception.
Okay.
Yeah, when we go into the thing. Yeah, because we're about, around to go into that now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem.
We're
going
to go into
no problem.
Now. Okay, so.
No problem. Yeah. I'm at the airport. So it may be a bit now noisy sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm at the airport right now. Okay?
Okay. Leon?
Yeah, Leon seems to disappear.
Leon seems to have disappeared. Well, I see, oddly, that Anisa Muhammad, of, you know, Cricket West Indies, female mm-hmm. player, decided to take a leave of absence for 6 months. Now, can I ask, during the World Cup last year in New Zealand, was that Anisa who had a young baby at home? I recall one incident where a wicket.
I don't recall. It was Anisa.
Yeah.
No, there's one of them. There's one of them had a young. Well, she was on the show. She was. Which team to play with? She played with the Barbados team. She have a baby.
A former Aguilera. I think she had a baby. Maybe a year or so ago. But she had already retired, so it wouldn't have been.
She's a spin bowler. The Barbados team. She played. She bat about number 8 or something like that. I think.
She
traveled with a baby.
I don't recall. I really don't recall that.
But I think she has decided that, she needs a 6 month break because I suppose she's been spending a lot of time playing the game for the last. Yeah. So I think that's it. So we wish her well in the 6 months, although it means that she most likely may miss the women's game, but I'm not sure that might be the case. She'll certainly miss some games, but at any rate, she'll be back in 6 months' time with the blessings of Cricket West Indies administrators. So that's something new. And oddly also, I know Leon will give us the World Cup squad for England and other countries. But something of interest is that Bairstow is injured and out of the T20 World Cup for England.
Wow.
And
wow.
Have you heard of how he managed to get himself injured?
No, sir. I've been a bit busy. I've been keeping up for the weekend. I've been keeping up on a lot of cricket.
Johnny Bairstow injured himself playing golf. Bairstow, he injured himself playing golf and he's out of the World Cup final beginning in October for the UK. Mm-hmm. So, Virgil, what's your comment on that one?
It is sad for Johnny Bairstow to be out, man. But, I mean, these things do happen. And you see, playing golf, you think you can't get injured, but maybe the way how he swing at the golf ball, maybe swing in a way that his body not accustomed to. So I don't know what kind of injury he get, but it's just sad to see him. I like to see him back then.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
Yeah,
are you back?
I think there should have to be some back injury because a lot of people, you know, has back injuries from the excess swing, depends on how far you hit the ball, and sometimes could be a freak accident as well. But it's one of those things.
Yes, I think you're so right. And of course, England has now dropped Jason Roy and brought in Phil Salt. But Leon was not available yet, but to give us the complete squad, but later on we'll see exactly what is happening there. I know things are gearing up. We're what, almost what, 6 weeks away? Is it 6 weeks? October the 27th, I believe. So we're quite likely maybe about 7 weeks away.
A few weeks away.
Okay, we are in the Walter Henry birthday hour. Am I incorrect? Oddly, but you're not
correct.
In the position.
You're correct. Yes, I can give some. I can.
Dennis, I'm back. Dennis. Yes.
Okay, Leon, take it away.
We just want to just welcome Oddly back, fresh from being renewed from being witnessing a very great occasion. So I'm sure he's going to tell us all about it in the birthday hour. And let me just pull up the cues here for him. And I want to let you guys know I have a very great friend on cue with us tonight, and I'm going to just introduce him to the panel because he meant so much to me over the years. He and his family have done so much for us, and I'm happy for it. So let's begin our birthday and anniversary hour. Oddly, are you ready for us?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Walter Henry Birthday and Anniversary Hour. Of course, with that sound in the background, yes, it's a Walter Henry Birthday and Anniversary Hour, the time of the evening when we look at the cricketing fraternity and when we say happy birthday or happy anniversary. And it's also your time when you can call in 515-605-9850. 515-605-9850. And as we go along, a little bit of update sometime, little footnotes as we go along. Today is the 4th of September, believe it or not. Already it's the 4th. And when we look at the calendar, see what it's saying here. 2014, one of our favorite singers here in the show, Hopton Lewis died. Hopton Lewis, we play his music very often here. Without him, I can do nothing, you know that song. So he died, he left us 2014, already 8 years, believe it or not. Okay, cricket, Dennis Lindale, Lance Klusner, Garth LaRoot, Dennis Tomlinson, all from South Africa. We have Hardly Taffin and Darren Murray from New Zealand. Lincoln Roberts from Tobago. Kieran Moore, Indian wicketkeeper. And we have Azaz from Bangladesh, Naveed Ashraf from Pakistan, and Mohammed Nadeem from Oman. For the 5th of September, we have, out of the West Indies, Barbados, Miguel Cummins, Richard Astin, the late Richard Astin out of Jamaica, Sylvester Joseph from Antigua, Raul Lewis, also from Grenada, and Leslie Reefer, umpire out of Barbados. Mark Rampakash from England, along with Joe Wisden, Adam Holyoak, Dennis, Dominic Sibley, all from England, Sibish Young from Ireland, Archie Jackson, Bruce Yardley from Australia, Guy Whittall from Zimbabwe, Colin Wesley from South Africa, Payangrang Ojeja from India, Jemima Rodriguez also, and Ravi Bishnoi. William Bell from New Zealand and Mohammed Shafiq from Bangladesh. For the 6th, we have Naseem Anwar from Pakistan, Jessica Howard from the Netherlands, Richard Hutton and George Mann from England, Lionel Baker from Montserrat, William Porterfield from Ireland, Fiona Fraser from New Zealand, and from Zimbabwe, we have Chakambura, Dayanjaya De Silva from Sri Lanka, and we have Mustafa Rahim from Bangladesh. For the 7th, we have George Hurst from England, along with Steve Jones and Holly Collin, female cricketer, all from England. Victor Richardson, George Bailey from Australia. We have Vic Pollard and Catherine Rommel, female cricketer from New Zealand, Ashraf Khan from Pakistan, Kevin Coran from Zimbabwe, Aspal Vastal from Kenya, Mohammed Islam from USA, Wavell Hines, and the lady we were just talking about, Anisha Mohammed, on Saturday. I mean, the 7th, she will be celebrating her birthday along with Wavell Hines. And we have Favril Manoraf from Sri Lanka also will be celebrating on the 7th. For the 8th, we have Jeff Miller and Josh Butler from England, along with one Mr. Leon Francis. Yes, big week. Yeah, I don't know if anybody knows that guy, Mr. Leon Francis. He'll be celebrating on the 8th. Big birthday. All right. And we have Sourav Randiv from Sri Lanka, Ghulam Ali from Pakistan, Shubman Gill from India, Doug Freeman from New Zealand, Terry Jerner from Australia, John Lindsay from South Africa, and Mr. Kyle Mears out of Barbados. Yes, he'll be celebrating the 8th with Mr. Francis. And finally, the 9th, Fred Spofford, the bowler that have taken the first hat-trick in Test cricket. He's from Australia, along with Bert Outfield. Bert Outfield is the first wicketkeeper to have made a 100 dismissal in Test cricket. And of his 130 dismissals, 52 of the 130 were stumping. See, there was time spin rain, so, you know, standing up to the wicket. Jack O'Connor, also from Australia. Neil Fairbrother and Graham Onion from England. Syed Abid Ali and Kuran Jain from India. Salim Pervez from Pakistan. And Sandan Sakarna from Sri Lanka. And on that day, Otis Redding also, he died 10th of December 1967. No, he that's his birthday today, but he died in December. The 9th of September would have been his birthday again. All right, so that's what I have here for you, Mr. Francis.
Okay, thank you. Yep. I want you to come back a little later and just give us a report on the big occasion you had yesterday. But it is indeed a pleasure to introduce a friend of mine, one whom I admire so much over the years. He has been a great friend of the family. His wife was so close to us that she made my daughter's graduate of high school graduation dress, and she still have it up to this day. So let me just introduce Dr. Charles Summers. Good evening to you, Doc. How are you?
Good evening. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak to you guys on your show.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, as you mentioned, I mean, over the years, Leanne, you have been a constant source of wisdom and grace. You are a lifelong learner with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge and understanding, a person who is always kind and true. So it is a privilege and an honor to be given this opportunity in this forum to wish my brother Leon Francis a happy birthday in advance. He will be turning 81 on the 8th of September. So Leon, I wish you God's continued blessings on your life. May he continue to endow you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, good health, with clarity of mind and thought, and may he surround you with love of family and friends for many, many years to come. Happy birthday, Leon.
Hey, thank you so much, Doc. I really and truly appreciate this. You know, when you made contact with me, I was so overjoyed. I could not resist the urge, but just to invite you to be on the show. And I'm sure I got a friend, Dennis Heath, is on as well. I'm sure he'd like to say hello to you, and of course, Audley, and his merch is available too, just to say a few words with you. And I tell you something about Charles. He does not like to speak a lot, but this guy has a wealth of knowledge, endurance,
stamina is unbelievable to have gone from beginning and pull himself by the shoes, the shoestrings up. He's now been gotten to be a doctor, and I'm really proud of you as if you were my brother, my younger brother. Thank you for that nice words of wisdom. I'm going to ask Audley, if you want to say a word to Dr. Charles for me, and of course, Dennis as well, and Virgil. Virgil hails from Antigua. So go ahead, Dennis, or Audley, whichever, whoever wants to come first.
Dr. Charles, may I say a happy good afternoon to you and welcome to the Cricket Show. You know, we met Leon through this forum, and many of us do not know as much about him or his history and background as you have just enlightened us. We're happy to hear all those wonderful tributes that you've laid on Leon. And once again, we can say that we have seen his good points displayed over the two or three, years that I have come to know Leon, and it sounds to me like you have certainly described him in a manner and with all the accolades and highlights that we have come to expect from a man of Leon's stature. So thank you for coming on tonight, and thank you for sharing with us some of the attributes that Leon has displayed with you over the years. It's back to you.
Yeah,
Leon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, good evening, Doc. I must say, just to explain, I know Mr. Dennis just say good afternoon, but he's out in California. So he's still in the afternoon session. Mm-hmm. We send good evening to you. And from the what you've said about Leon, I've come to know him, I think about 15 years now. It all started out on the Saturday evening program, along with himself, Oliver Solomon, and other of his friends, and Ivor.
Carter.
And now for the past, Carter, right. And now for the past 12 years, we have been, you know, knocking heads together right here on the Cricket Show. And just the way you described him, and that's the man I've come to know and understand over the years. And I was told, we were told by his niece, one of his nieces on this program, that when I heard him mention about his ever quest for knowledge, we were told by one of his nieces on this program that when he was small, he was a precocious child, so it's not surprising then, you know, that he is the type of person that he is. And I also must say welcome to the show, sir, and a friend of Leon is also our friend. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you
thank you so much. Yes, I don't know if Murchie has the capability of saying hello to you. And Murchie, are you there? You would like to say hello to Dr. Charles, my friend, and just say hello to him.
Yeah. Hi, good evening. It's good to see, you know, that friendship lasts of time. And the way you spoke about Mr. Francis, I hope both of you keep that friendship going, keep the light in that friendship going. So it's a pleasure meeting you, and enjoy the show and have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you all so much, yeah.
Okay, Doc, you can stay with us, or you can at least you can say goodbye to us if you wish. But we would love to have you if you wish to, and just enjoy what we have. If you have the time, I know you're a busy man, and you work all around the clock. But if you want to stay with us,
I will just listen in. I'll just listen in for a while, and until I have to go.
Good afternoon, Doc. I'm Virgil Francis. I'm talking to you from the beautiful city of Florida Hill. What Leon didn't tell us, he didn't tell us exactly where you are now or where you're from. I don't know if you're from Antigua, you're from here or from where.
Oh, yes.
Where okay. If you don't mind, I mean, I would say, I am from Antigua. I am from Sweet Village, Antigua. And I actually met Brother Leon Francis and his family around 1985, 86, when I was stationed at the Homestead Air Force Base in South Florida. So I spent 22 years in the U.S. Air Force. I am now in Huntsville, Alabama. And so I'm at the U.S. Army Engineering Support Center.
Okay, well, I'm from the most beautiful village in Antigua, which is English Harbor. And I don't know if you know my father, but my father is a Francis also. My father is from Liberta. I don't know if he and Leon related, but part of, I don't know if you know Glenn Francis or Joe Francis, even your two kids.
Yes, we are.
His, So I just want to wish you all the best. I don't know what you specialize in your doctor, but I just want to wish you all the best. And anything that you do, just be a blessing on your hand for what you do, trying to help the other people. Because when people come to you, you try to help them as best as you can. So I just want to wish you all the best with that. And whatever friendship you and Leon have, keep it tight like that and never let it go. Because that is what is important to all of us right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. I much appreciate it.
And don't forget, Doc, to give Tony my regards, you know, and the kids must be growing and, you know how proud you are of them. So, of course, one day we'll meet. I'll just drive down there without notice.
you're most welcome to do that.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so hang with us
as
we go along with the show. And we have one of our members got married yesterday, so I'm going to get a report from him now. So stay with us.
Okay,
Audley, it's all yours.
Yes, sir. Mr. and Mrs.
Didn't finish the birthday.
Mr. and Mrs. Ivor Henry, of course, they put everything together, you know, culminating with a grand wedding yesterday. And this wedding, as we spoke about yesterday, it was 42 years in the making. 42 years, so there's been a lot of marinating.
It's well matured.
Oh, yes. They shared a son that is 40 years old. And they always remained friends, but, you know, they went there, you know, they took a circle and they stayed in their lane until finally they came back together in what we call true matrimony, right? And I don't know if I shared this with you guys before, but a couple of months ago, maybe about 4 months ago, Ivor sent me a save the date, and then a date and you know, invite. I said, wait, I have to call Ivor. But when I called him, I was just at the other end doing So he said, what happened? I said, man, you left me speechless. I couldn't say anything. You left me speechless, right? So, you know, things happen, and you know they joined together. And I can tell you, Mr. Francis, the bride was not late, right? There was no sweating of the groom or anything like this. Both of them want to get it over with. So the bride was early. Everybody was early. It went beautiful. And I thought it was more like a party. It was more like a wedding. It was like it was a church service. It was a concert. It was everything together. And then we, myself and the bride's brother, we were the co-MCs. And you know, a lot of things happened. You know, I've always do things differently. So, you know, that first dance, the request from the cricket show, of course, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love, that was done. But then, of course, there were other, it was about 4 different first dances.
Not
just one first dance, about 4 different first dances. And beautiful toasts and stuff. And then we had to hurry to get out of there because we had to be out by 3 o'clock because another wedding party was waiting to come in. But
Overall, it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wedding. It was more than just a wedding. Everything was so cohesive, the family, everything. Everything was so good. Everything was good.
He's going to tell us more about when he comes on. Thank you for that, Audley. It was wonderful. And we wish them well. And, of course, Virgil, you want to say something? I have one of the birthday to mention.
Yes,
Virgil?
Of course. Let me, Leon, I just want to wish you a very, very happy birthday when you come and many more to come. And just enjoy that day.
Thank you so much.
Also want to say a happy belated birthday to one of my friend's wife, which is Carol Stephen, who celebrated her birthday on the 31st of last month. Just want to wish her all the best. And a very, very special birthday, even for yesterday. I'm telling you, the one you're telling about. I totally forget that was my son's birthday yesterday. I'm sorry about that.
Ooh.
But yesterday was my son's birthday.
Another
bird.
Virgil Francis Jr.
I just want to wish him belated birthday. I just want to wish him all the best. And a lot more to come. He's the one that he's studying, trying to get his master in his physical therapy, and that's the same one that have a little issue with that thing in his brain. And just want to wish him all the best
and hope
things that work out a lot better for him. And just wanted him to know that I love him out of this world. And thank you very much. Are we at?
Yes, we love him
just
too.
Say,
how about
happy belated birthday to you? One second. Go ahead, say.
Happy belated birthday, Uncle Junior.
Oh,
that's my granddaughter saying happy birthday to her. Her level,
Dennis, do you have any other birthdays or any significant occasion to mention to us now before we siphon out of this area?
No, nothing this time, Leon, from me.
Okay. All right. I have one before you, Audley. Another great friend, Dr. Eugene Francis. We'll be celebrating his birthday tomorrow. We were like brothers from school. We met at school, right? And we have remained friends for a long, long time. He was just, don't know if you know Dr. Francis, but he too has been one of my great friends. And he is 2 days older than I am. And I just want to just wish him a happy, happy birthday. My friend, but I'm grateful for you, the presence you both played in my life, my family's life. And, of course, we are grateful to all the kindness, the good sentiments, the good times we had together. And just hope that you both live to see many, many more years of joy, happiness, and good health. And, of course, may your family continue to be blessed. Go ahead, Audley, and then we just everybody.
So, Mr. Francis, of course, first of all, to you, we'll be celebrating your birthday, the 8th, that's Thursday. Just want to wish you all the best. I don't know, it's the first you're going to be celebrating your birthday in 50-odd years without your loving wife beside you.
Yes.
But you'll have to just make the best of it. And I know the children, your daughters, they will make sure that and other relatives and friends will make sure that you enjoyed it, that you enjoy it to the max. And I know it will be done. All right? So remember you have to do it either way. Celebrate for the month. But we know the 8th is the day, but then the month all belongs to you. All right? So
when you think about it, Audley, no other month has more birthdays than September. Even Serena. Even Serena. I don't know what. But let me just play this one song for everybody.
One more. I have one more. Go ahead. My friends that I went and looked for today in Georgia, I left there and came to the airport. Raymond Haynes. Raymond Haynes. He will be 87 come this Friday. And just want to wish him a big happy birthday and enjoy to the master. He come Master Raymond. He's from Guyana, but a very good friend. All right, back to you, Leon.
Okay, so one song for everybody. And this song is done by an Antiguan-born Fiol Fawn. And she happens to be my niece, Charles. So, you know,
yes.
For the first time, I believe you will like what she has to say.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. The helpless, confused and torn, hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle, go light your world.
Take it away, Audley.
Okay, I must also say, just before we sign off, yesterday I met Donna for the first time in person, Mr. Francis. Donna has been on the show for many times.
Yes.
She has been on the show. So I met her live in Living Color and some other folks that have been listening too. So we were able to put face and voice together. So that was good. All right, so this has been the Walter Henry Birthday and Anniversary Hour. Join us next Sunday, 6:30. Once again, we'll do it all over. We'll be having the Walter Henry Birthday and Anniversary Hour back here.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you for everything, those kind sentiments expressed on my behalf and others. Okay, so where we were, we had covered the CPL, have we, or no?
No, well, Dennis, did we?
Yes, we mentioned the CPL, but the latest update I have for you, Leon, is that the match between the Guyana Warriors and the St. Kitts, which was due to start at this moment, has been delayed due to rain. So that is to come. Otherwise, yes, we did discuss some of the early matches.
And let me tell you, I'm very limited with information right now where I am because I can't use my iPad and stuff like that. So.
I know.
I can give any information in case because I'm watching, but it's delayed. But the person we was talking about, her last name is Fletcher. The girl with the baby
Fletcher.
that have the baby. Yeah, Fletcher.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Afi Fletcher.
Fletcher from the Winwood Islands.
Okay.
Winwood, yeah.
Yeah.
So, as it were, the standings right now is as follows. Jamaica on top with 4 points, followed by Barbados, 4 points, but an inferior net one rate. In third place are the Trinbago Knight Riders. They are in third place with 3 points. I think it's needed.
They won today,
They won today?
Yes.
Think it's, did they win today or did they match?
No.
Correction.
No.
That was a no result.
No result.
Oh, just a no result.
No result.
One
point each. Mm. And then the Guyana Amazon Warriors, they are having played one match. They lost that match. And the St. Lucia Kings have lost both matches. What it is, some teams have played 3 matches, like the St. Kitts Nevis Patriots, because they were playing in the location. Now, when the location switches to St. Lucia, I'm sure other teams will catch up with those teams. So as it stands, we see, I don't know if you guys see any particular player that you'd like to mention who stood out so far in the tournament. Remember, this tournament is going to go right down until when? Well, I tell you, you play 34 matches.
I'm very impressed with Rakim Cornwall at the start for Barbados, because for Barbados, he give Barbados within a brilliant start all the time. Brilliant start all the time. So I'm really happy for him, and I'm looking forward to see 147 ball. And I sent a message to him and said, I need to see 147 ball. So I'm looking forward for that. But he's doing real good in but the last game was playing, the game of them was playing today, man, because the wicket had get really soaked yesterday, the moisture. It was playing very tricky wicket. So that's why you see they have a low score today, and ball was turning and doing all kind of stuff. So, I mean, I hope this one can play tonight. They'll be excited. You know, I guess the spinner will do more damage on this one than the fast bowler, really. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm looking at Brandon King and Rodman Powell. Brandon King for the Talawas, he had a 89 in the first match, and he went on to get 32 in the second. And Powell, yeah, 30 not out in the first for the Talawas, and 44 not out again in the second match. Also showing some sign of class is Ed Meyer, who scored a 39 for the Warriors in their loss to the Talawas. And Mayers also scoring runs, and I agree with Virgil. Cornwall 39, fresh from his minor league, I'm sure, success during the minor league matches that were being played last week, which I weren't able to get the final. So maybe somebody can tell me who won the minor league championship that was played last week. Nobody.
I won't be able to. Mr. Patel was following up on those. He gave the results last week, so we're sort of dependent on Mr. Patel. So,
all right.
Come on.
Okay.
With,
I believe
results.
I watched the
game, but I don't remember.
Any idea where the team was from? Which north, south, east, west? No. All right. No. We'll research that one later. Back to you, Leon.
Oh, hello. Okay. Hi.
Mr. Francis?
Have we lost you?
Dennis,
turn
off
the
volume.
Life
is
easy.
Okay.
When you're up on the
mountain, turn up the volume, please.
Yes.
Volume.
Like you've never known. Nothing changed. When you're down in the valley, don't for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right.
Yes, we're back. And, you know, we're going to be interjecting some music in between time, Dennis. So
yes.
That's one section. Yes, as it were, I don't remember who won the tournament last week, but we carried it by Jason. I did not retain the winner, but I know the final came off last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Earlier, I said that the Trinidad and Tobago won today. It's the woman. I'm just looking at the lady.
Yes.
Trinidad and Tobago, right. They made 100 for 7
right.
And got Barbados for 90. Right.
Yes.
That's what I was
agreed.
Looking at. Okay.
Yes. Okay. South Africa and England comes up with the other match from this Thursday. And we know that series is leveled 1-1. And any prediction that will take that?
I think it should be England and home soil. And but seeing that Bairstow is out, and did you say the captain is out too?
Bairstow
right?
is out. No. Stokes is in, but what
okay,
he has done,
okay.
He has retired from. ODIs.
ODIs, yes. Yeah, I know that. But earlier we had a conversation. I thought he was saying that Stokes was out, but apparently he was speaking of Johnny Bairstow.
Bairstow is out, and I think England have named their World Cup squad. And
yes.
Roy was
Jason
dropped
Roy.
Initially. And now that Bairstow has injury, perhaps he will be back in the team. So if he's well enough and sick enough to partake. That's what I know so far.
And Jason Roy is a very good T20 player, so I don't know. Well, they must have known why he was dropped. Maybe he's lacking in form or something.
Yeah,
they dropped him, they said, because of poor form, oddly.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay, got to be.
Poor form, yes, that's exactly what happened. No predictions on the South Africa, England, or any...
No,
oh,
I think England will win. Yeah, home. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would know that in the first test, anyhow. You would know that in the first test.
You know something that is something to note? That both teams have won a match each, and both teams won
by an inning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? But like the impetus or the momentum now is shifted to England. And I'm sure they'll want to pull off this victory. But wish them well. We'll be here to tell the folks next week what is going to happen. South Africa. We talk a little bit about the men, the hundreds. Virgil, you know, where is the 100 being played? Virgil,
in England.
Question to you.
In
England, okay.
In England?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, and
how many
game?
Overs
per team?
How many overs?
Per team. per inning?
I think they have, like, no. How many balls in over?
Now, how many
times,
overs are
five times what make 100? 20?
20 overs. 20 overs, but it's 5 ball overs.
5 ball, yeah.
Yeah, they only go by the ball.
Yeah,
right.
You know who I was impressed. Sorry, let me cut something. Who I was impressed with, the people that they will recommend and said not fit. Those are the people that I really shine in the CPL, because all the people that not slim like what people want them to be. Those are the people that perform, especially with Trinidad, the keeper. Oh, my God, the keeper was really outstanding. And the same bowler, I think Mohammed is a bowler. Yeah, these people, I really respect these people. They put their heart outside there. So that's why I wanted people that stop bring down these people about the fitness and all this. These people putting their heart out there and going out there and play, and they're performing, and they're giving you results, and once they give you results, that is what you want to win a game. You know? So I just hope they start to look and see the results and stop this about this yo-yo crap what they have, and just make people go out and perform and give you results. Because the woman shows that in the games in them.
So you think Virgil that Cornwall will be, you recall, he has not been given a contract.
Look,
think he will
I
be
think
recalled?
Can't believe you. I would have preferred Cornwall, you see, in the T20 with the playing. West Indies, I would have preferred Cornwall in there, because if you can give me these kind of runs in the first power play.
In power play.
That is what you that is what you really want. You want to have a good start in the power play. Then you have your hitters and then come in behind and do what you need. You need somebody to attack the ball in the power play instantly. And once you have that...
But the pundits tell you that they feel that he will give away the amount of runs he scores, which is nonsense in my view. But they will tell you that. Every time a ball goes to him and he misfields, it is being amplified. And other players drop catches and misfield too. So what?
Let me tell you something. If you watch the woman game today, if they were talking about the size, people half of this player would not play. But then people put themselves out there for the best. The slim one of them that they expect to do certain things, they can't even. They don't run on a ball, misfield a ball, and they're not performing like how some of these other people performing. So I'm looking at performance. I'm not looking at nothing else but performance. As long as you can get, because if you think that. I'm going to give away this amount of runs. How come I'm giving? What about these guys that can't run the same way or sometimes miss field ball? Are you going to complain about these guys that slim and miss field ball? No. Everybody can't run the same, but, I mean, when you go out there with a bat and you put down, you give enough. Because some of these guys, I mean, the slim guys, they miss, as I said, they miss field a lot of balls, and when they go out, they're still not making a run. So you just want to put them out there just for good looks. We don't want good looks. We want runs on the board, and we want wicket.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we have in the game, and that is what... I just hope I'm rooting for two teams, Barbados, because you have a couple of Antiguans and I'm going to be biased. And then the other thing, I'm going for the Patriots, right? But I really want Barbados to go far, and I really want Akeem to keep on performing like what... Just go out and give 3 over. If you can give 30 or 40... That is what they put you out there to do, because they tell him to go out and just go at the ball, and that's what he's doing. He got a job to do, and he's doing it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is what I want. After they get a good start like that, the rest easy for the rest guys come in and do what they want to do behind. You know, So I'm glad for him. I'm just hope he keep on doing that, man.
I just got a message from Judson. I said to tell you guys that she won't be able to come on this evening. She has a family. Situation to take care of, so all the best to us. Yes, okay. So
all right. We're hoping it's not anything untoward. Yeah, you know. So everything will be good. Right. We're dead.
Okay.
So, Brother Hartley, what time is your flight out of there?
Yeah.
They just text me and they just text to say that it's further delayed. It's gonna be like
about 9:05 or 9:10 because it was originally 8. It was originally 8:25, so I got, you got to check in before that. But they just text and just say it's delayed until after 9.
Yeah. And sometimes
where flight coming from? Where is going to?
I'm flying from Atlanta to LaGuardia, New York.
Okay.
You should have told me my jet take off a couple hours ago and was heading that side. I could have dropped down this city up and then
had I known all about that.
Man, if you know, you'd have told me that,
next
man,
time,
I could have stopped this picture up next time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did Virgil, did you express your gratitude for Pakistan beating up on India today?
Well,
yes.
Dennis was telling me about that, man. So when Dennis come on and said something to me, I know something was excited in my behalf, and then realized Pakistan really beat India today. So I'm really happy for that, as I tell him. And I hope they meet again. If they meet in the final, that will make it more interesting. I just always want to make 100. Yeah.
But anything else?
Did anybody see that? You know, did anybody see where Zimbabwe beat up on Australia in the ODI?
We just touched it briefly because we were wondering if Australia played a second string team, but
no.
We're going to tell
one
you.
One made 94, I think, one
was,
alone.
Yeah. And they're all dismissed for 141 for 10. And how many overs? In 31 overs. And they played, Warner played, Finch played, Smith played, Alex Carey, the keeper, played, Stoinis played, Green played, Maxwell played, Eger played, Stark played, Zampa played, Hazelwood played. So that's a full-strength team.
That's an A
they played.
Team. That's an A-team, yeah.
A-team, that is the first team. So they were beaten and beaten badly. To be bowled out for 131, they went out last night, Virgil. Didn't they? They were in the beautiful city of Lauderhill and flew back home and they were sleeping. Right? No, I'm just saying that, but Zimbabwe put on a whipping and then, man. Any comments?
Well, I agree with you there. Although Australia took the series 2-1, so it could well be that they were celebrating knowing it was already 2-0.
Premature.
And they took that last one a little bit more on the lighter side. But
shouldn't that
looking
be
at
the term as match fixing?
Well,
if you don't get
winning the series is important, Leon. So a 2-1 win is a series win. So I don't think it really concerns them too much that they may have lost one of the two, so the three matches of the series. But
let's hear from Jatin. He's come off of a long run. Jatin, good evening to you.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, good evening, Jason.
First question.
We're just talking about...
I wanted to ask Coach Jatin who won the minor league championship series last week.
Seattle.
Oh, Seattle.
Yes,
surprise.
They beat the Atlanta Fire in the final.
Wow. That's so surprising. Thank you, Coach. What happened to the Northern California teams that dominated all season?
Well, they got one bad day. That's all it takes in T20, you know. Any given day, it doesn't matter how good you are. All it takes is someone's one inning or one good spell, and you are done, you know. And that's what exactly happened.
Yes, it does, because I remember they were unbeaten. Right up to the semifinal, they were unbeaten. And surprise, I thought
Seattle,
they would have taken
Seattle,
it against...
the team. Seattle team is the one who beat them to reach the final.
Ah.
And during the second season, They played the tight, very close game, so it's not a surprise. But a couple of performers from the Silicon Valley side did not do well in that particular day.
All right. Good. So, Coach, what can you tell us about the New Zealand in India, the A team? I see they have three centurions in that match of 571. What can you tell us about these three players, Eswaran, Patidar, and Varma?
See, this A team is very close to, if you look at the combination of these A teams, it's usually a emerging player or maybe the elite player. And sometimes they put the person who are not doing well in international circuit. So those are the three major category of players you can expect in a team. But for India, it's a different. Half of the team is like the people who has not played international, but they are coming from first class and more of a IPL performances. And this is the strong pool of players India is going to offer year by year because of the IPL. And this is the one simple example. When you see the three batsmen are scoring century, which is normally we don't see in a regular international cricket because the game is taking a different style of playing, I will say. But these are the players who want to do something, and whenever they get the opportunity, they are almost ready to show you that they belong to this class, and that's what these performances are. And it's a very great for the India, I will say. This thing is happening just before the World Cup, and they will have a really hard time to pick up the right 11 or roster of 14-15 for the World Cup, which is next, because you have Asia Cup going on where you can see a lot of frontline players are not there, like Bumrah is not there, Sami is not there. So if you look at that situation, they are trying to figure out the best possible combination for the World Cup, which will be the next. And this is the one side is a good thing, but at the same time, it's a headache, as well as I believe the India's cricket, their impact about not having the players' opportunity or chances to play at the top can hurt mentally and psychologically. And that can be the huge concern in coming years, because a lot of players are performing so well, and you can think about their stats and numbers like, hey, this guy belongs to the Team India, but unfortunately they are not taking chances or they are not being offered any opportunities. So that can be the setback for a lot of players. And because of that situation, I will say that serious business is a mindset. How you can deal those stressful situations when the things doesn't go as you wish or as you expect. And that's a huge concern. But one way it's a good for performance, but on the other side, the concern are growing about the people getting into the stress now.
Okay. With the World Cup about to commence in about a month from now, Coach, how do you rate the various teams in the World Cup coming up in Australia?
So first of all, we're playing in Australia, so it's always a different world. And then you have to take the consideration of this T20. It doesn't matter how good team is. It's a matter of few overs. Anyone can change the game, and that's how these T20 are. But if you look at on the paper, there are some strong sides. You cannot write it off. Starts with India. Then you got Pakistan. Then you have England. And don't forget West Indies. They are heavily scorer, but unfortunately, their bowling and fielding put them down. And I believe the West Indies will have a little bit upper hand than playing in South Asian countries, because they have really a hard time to face those spinners. And Australian pitches are not that spinner friendly. So we are expecting that. And at the same time, do not underestimate the New Zealand. So there are like four or five good teams out there. And what we are looking into is to see how the pool game goes. And whoever is heading the playoff will be the delight to watch. But I will say it will be close call, because there's a lot of good teams and got a good performance coming. And I will not be surprised if the games are decided in a last over. That's what we expect in this next World Cup.
Okay. Are you willing to put your money on one team in particular, or at least let's say two teams to reach the final?
Oh, goodness. Looks like it's, if I had to take it, it will be England and India.
England and India. That's interesting that you should select India, considering...
Before you go any further, do you have any good news to give me, Mr. Patel?
What is that?
Do you have any good news to give me?
Oh, you mean Pakistan won today? That's what the news is?
Yeah. That's what I'm asking, man.
Yeah, it will be too close and too tight. But I can tell you, the way they're playing in Dubai will not work in Australia, believe it or not, for the both teams.
Okay.
And then if you're looking the people who are coming back into the team, especially for India, Mohammad Sami and Bumrah, the key bowlers are coming back into the team no matter what. And then they got the strong batting lineup. Now they have a headache right now who to drop. They got like four keepers, five opening batsmen, and right now they have about nine good performing batsmen, and they cannot take nine. They have to limit to the seven. So now we need to see who they're camping up. Same thing with the Pakistan. But then the Pakistan, only reason, if I were to put, they will be reaching playoff. But they are heavily relying on inexperience and young players, and that can be the little bit setback, because they need to perform. And top of that, if you look at this Asia Cup, I haven't seen the whole game, but I see some highlights, and I can see there is a fitness is a concern. A lot of players are getting in cramps, and they are not at the 100% fitness. And this World Cup is a little bit longer than this Asia Cup, so it's a more of a workload. How many games you can play with the expected 100% fitness, that should be the issue. So the team...
But the game play at night, right?
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah,
they have some evening games,
and
some night games.
Because most of the night games, that's when most of them cramp up a lot, because like you sweat more in the night than in the daytime, man. Yeah.
Because if you have seen today, I hear the Virat Kohli take off, and they had a substitute fielder on field because of the cramp. My analysis and in my opinion, Virat Kohli is one of the top-notch fitness player in the cricket world at the moment. If he got the cramp, I don't buy if somebody says I'm healthy. No. The other people are going to have more harder time than this genius, you know?
When you sweat, as I said, your body doesn't build up the salt fast enough. And at nighttime, you sweat a lot. So the only thing I can say, put mustard all around the field. Just take a spoonful every time you go to the field.
And not only that, you're playing in Australia, and that will be the different weather there. You know, it's like completely different than what you see in South Asian or Middle East country.
Jatin, Coach Jatin.
It's getting hotter and hotter.
Jatin. Jatin, the Asia Cup is down to the Super Four.
Yes.
Would the first play against the fourth, the first place play against the fourth, and the second play against the third? to find.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This tournament is designed to have.
No.
Yeah. India Pakistan will play the game.
It's going to be a knockout. Or
no, 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 no. The
robin?
top four means you are taking the two teams from each pool from the first round, and they make this four team as a super four. They call it.
Yes.
But now under the super four, each team has to play remaining three teams. So every team is playing against each other, and the top
so
two teams are going for the final.
So it's going to be a round robin. That's what I was asking you. It's going to be a round robin.
Yeah. So technically, you cannot scratch it off. India, Pakistan may be in a final and playing third time in this series.
Exactly. Don't know if Audley is in a position to say something to us. Audley, are you? No, he seems not. Okay, so
Coach, go ahead. You know, Coach, you thought that England would make the final, but with Johnny Bairstow out of the World Cup, what effect do you think that will have on the England team, considering they're bringing in Jason Roy, who was dropped for poor form, and Johnny Bairstow, who is in top form, out due to injury? How will that affect the England position?
It doesn't matter. They have the pool of players who can step in. And lately, if you look at it, I visually rank England team as a really high standard in terms of the few things which is going towards the upwards where the other team lacks that skill. We call it the fielding quickness. Means the time your hands receive the ball or touches the ball, and then you collect and throw, the quickness we call it, they are going very close to the baseball style speed in U.S. And they are at the number one right now in that quickness matter. And when you have that sharp fielding, quick collection and quick accurate throws, it's right there as a winner. And they are building on that skill very heavily. Number two, lately for last 4 or 5 years, if you look at it, England has developed a very nice systematic approach, or we call it the tactics, where they score the boundaries from very first ball, I will say. Means, if you look at it, they are scoring really high on the sideways, just like Gordon Greenidge and Desmond Haynes used to work in ODIs in early 80s. You give them the ball on leg side or off side, even in middle. They used to run more on a square than the straight back. But England also has the positive side. These players are not about just square. If the opportunity exists, they can go in a V2. And the V scoring and the square scoring and plus this fielding quickness, so even they bring a lot of young players, I will say they have the system which can outscore many other teams, because a lot of teams are going through some sort of patches. Like Sri Lanka is rebuilding up. West Indies, this looks like a lost in a world. They still need to find out which 11 they need to put, who can win the game in international cricket, let's say. Same thing with Bangladesh. If you see their performance, they're doing great. All of a sudden, they're losing it because of some minor errors, like they lose against the Sri Lanka because of no balls and wides, if you look at that. Mm-hmm. And then you have to look for this team who can create the upset, like the Afghanistan. They can beat anybody on any given day based on their bowling skills they have. So what will happen is the good player may let you win one or two games on their performance. But to win the championship, you need the team. And that is what England going to bring. You cannot count on one or two guys, but they will have half dozen who can make some contribution and which can lead to the team winning. Same thing with the India.
It's not about one or two guys scoring or one or two guys taking key bets. It's all about who is contributing. And when you have 11 good contributors, even their average, they are much better than the team has just a couple of stars who can win games. So that is the reason I put the England there, because their chemistry and the composition is really high. And then you count as India. The third team you can rank in composition is definitely New Zealand. And if I have to rank the fourth team in team chemistry, that's Afghanistan. Other teams still have a puzzle to solve. I mean, they can fight as a team. You can see on the field.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear from welcome Simon Simon, come on in. Good evening to you.
And a very good evening to you, Mr. President. And I'll also say good evening to Dennis. I think probably he might be back now. Cardinal,
yes,
good evening.
Thank you.
And Audley, good evening. Virgil, good evening twice.
Good
Mr.
Evening,
Patel,
sir.
To you, I heard of Jetna. Haven't heard her yet, but I'll say good evening. Ivor Henry, I'll say good evening to you. Hope that you are well wherever you are. And Mr. McKenzie, very good evening to you. Hope everyone had a wonderful week last week, and I'm hoping for a much better week this week. Everyone, to be safe.
Thank you, Simon.
Yes, we are ready for your question, Simon.
That was
we have
very
a question.
Earlier.
Phil wants
and very
to
kind
you.
Of you, because I was listening to Mr. Patel. Very interesting things he's talking about, how we can improve our cricket. So we'd like to continue with him later on. I'd like to hear more about it. My question for tonight is, Mr. President and listeners, question for tonight is the 4th September 2022. What was the highest total of runs scored by Graham Gooch in Test cricket? I'm going to repeat. What is the highest number of runs scored by Graham Gooch in Test cricket? That's the first part of the question. You're going to tell me how many runs he scored. And the second part of the question is, which country he played for?
333 runs. He played for England. 333.
England. Mm.
333, played for England. Okay. Let's go through the panel.
Played for England. I thought it was 334. But,
okay.
Said that. He probably didn't have access to his stats.
Okay. Thank you so much. We have Virgil with us. Virgil?
Hi. Well, Simon, I think it was 333. Did I hear somebody else say that? I think it's 333 and he plays for England.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, let me make 334. Yeah, okay.
Virgil, I didn't hear from Virgil. I didn't hear from Mr. Patel.
You need Mr. Patel first.
No.
Okay.
No.
I will say he's a 333, just like a Chris Gayle, and he played for England.
Okay, because Mr. England. Patel
okay.
always has the answers.
You want my answer now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm England.
333.
And I'm trying to go between everybody, but it's hard because everybody's a 333. So I can't go between
no,
this.
No, I said 334, but I thought he was
334. Okay, I'll say 333 and a half.
Okay. All
I'm
right.
going to go with the majority, 333. I don't know.
Okay. Is Ivor with us? Is Ivor with us?
No. He's on honeymoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else that I didn't call on?
No.
Okay. That's the panel there. Okay. So should I reveal my answer, Mr. President?
Yes.
Our answer for tonight is Graham Gooch. Of course, played for England. I don't know where he's from, but he played for England. And he scored...
He's from South Africa.
South Africa. Mm-hmm. And he scored 333 runs. And in his test career, that was his highest total. 333, his highest total for England.
Mm-hmm. And a little
I think everybody was in
that,
the ballpark.
Once at
334... So everybody was in that bracket there. Everybody
you're
was
pulling that
there.
From your stats, Audley?
I know that. Just off the top of my head, But he and Kumar Sangakkara is the only two players to have scored a triple century and then a single century in the same match.
Thank you so much. And someone said he scored 333, the same as Gale.
Coach Patel.
Yes, you know, he knows his cricket, you know. I have to give it that to our panel. We all know the game, and I'm learning from you men who know the game so well. And, you know, only thing is about the cricket game, it's very hard.
Question for you, Simon. Question for you.
Yeah, I was just telling you.
Phil wants to know.
I'm listening.
And this is, Phil wants to know, it's not a question, is your opinion. It's an opinion question.
Okay.
Are they playing too much cricket? Are there too many formats of the game? You have T10, you have 60, you got T20, you got ODIs, you have test matches. And soon you're going to have 15 overs.
You know, I was just saying, just before you asked your question, I was just saying they're changing up this cricket game so much, I don't even recognize it anymore. You know, well, probably the time I grew up and that I knew about, I like the format, test cricket, endurance. And for excitement, to go with the 50 overs. But the others, I'll be very honest with you, Mr. President, I really don't care for the others. No. They're trying to change the game too much to become like Americans. We are not Americans. I'm not. I'm British. I don't want to be American. I want an English game played like it is used to play, 5 or 6 days, and then you come in for excitement, give you 50 overs. I don't like this 10 hours over. Why are you going to put on pads and ball and helmet and all to play 10 overs? It doesn't make sense. It's not cricket. That's my opinion. It's not cricket. Cricket is endurance. You're out there for 5 days, and you play the game, and you come back in.
So
for
Mr.
excitement,
Simon,
I'll go
I
with the
people. Question? Simon, can I, if it's not cricket, is it lizard?
You know, why do we have to change everything?
Why do we have to change everything to American standards? Playing too many cricket, too much.
Yeah,
cricket.
This is the thing I can't understand. Why we have to
we
change everything to American standard? And this is the part I don't understand.
Let me answer part of the question. Is not American standard really, Simon? Be honest and tell the truth. Is the rest part of the world is getting involved in cricket, and the rest part of the world cannot play test match? And in order for you to get these other people to play, like, you have people, country in South America playing cricket that never play cricket. The only country in South America that play cricket is Guyana.
Yes.
Right? That's with the West Indies. That's the only British-speaking country in South America. So you're getting all these other countries in there. You're getting people, China and all these players that never play cricket. And the easiest way out for these to make these things competitive.
Argentina.
Yeah.
And everywhere, all the players there. You know, so they can't play test match. So you can't expect it just like the normal country, you know, play cricket and play test match like that. The more country get involved inside there, it better. So you have an opportunity for these other country play the other format of the game that we have right now. It's better for these other countries to play. Because even in the Olympics, we can't even get cricket in the Olympics. And for others who get cricket in the Olympics, we'd have to have a real shorter version of that. So it finished quick, so you can have a lot of these countries that goes to the Olympics with their team, which qualify, either 10 team or 20 team. So it make it shorter for everybody. So, I mean, England, Australia, all of us will play test match or whatever it is, right? But then this other country, you have to find a way for this other country to build the cricket. So next thing you know, you hear it's more people watch cricket than football itself. You know, that's the only way you can grow like that. So that's the reason for that. It's not just really because we live here and we think it's about America, because I tell you, South America all over, because about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I was in Venezuela, put on the TV, And our Spanish are here, and all of a sudden I see they have a cricket pitch, like a matin. They were playing cricket there. So, you know, there's a lot of these country over there getting involved in that. So at least, you know, it's good for them. It's good for, it's good because of that format, why
yeah.
all these other countries getting involved.
Yeah, you know, it's Virgil, you have to understand, you're probably the youngest on the panel. At my age now, I don't really want to change cricket. I want cricket the way it used to be when I was 3 years old, listen to my father,
Mr. Salmon,
older sisters
Salmon,
and brothers, listen to cricket in Australia, and my mother calling
Salmon.
Us. Come inside, boys, get in late.
Simon, the question Phil wants to know if we are playing too much cricket.
And the answer for me is yes. Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead, Audley.
Yeah, what I want to tell Simon is when he was small too, you know, not just listen to the cricket. There are one or two people in the whole community that has a radio. Right. When you want to go anywhere, you want to go to England. You have to spend 3 weeks on the ocean to reach to England.
Mm-hmm.
Things have changed, gone far ahead. So cricket, just like cricket, it's not going to get left behind with all the technology and everything what is going on. So therefore, you have enough format that everybody has their own format to support. So if you don't consider T20 or T10 cricket, that's fine, but there are other people who that is what they want to watch. They want to just watch the excitement. As you said, test cricket for endurance and ODI for excitement. Big business and ODI for excitement. If you want to see excitement, you have to watch T20 and T10. You have the excitement in the ODI like the T20s and the T10s, what they're having about the face off. The 100 is just another way of, you know, bringing. You bowl 100 balls, they have 5 overs. But we have to remember that back in the early days when they just started test cricket, 1 over was 4 balls. One over was just 4 balls. And then it evolves, it moved from the 6. Australia went from 4 to 8. And I think it's back in the 70s now, everybody started to bowl, use 6 overs. As the standard, so to speak. But for these excitements, you know, that everybody come in and you play a 5 ball over, and it's for the excitement. It's for the excitement. So if you don't like it, fine. If you don't like it, no problem. But you have
you know, it's just that I'm too old to change. I'm just too old to change. To look at
Let's hear from Dennis. Simon, let's hear from Dennis.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
Leon, can I
go right ahead, Dennis?
I'd like to request a timeout here to play a little song for the newlyweds, if you would allow me.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
why not?
Yeah.
To come.
Listen, darling.
There's a present
Okay, that was just a little hi to the newlyweds. We're back live and direct. Okay, back to you, Leon.
Yeah, we were hoping to just join Jason, but he has left us. He has a hot date. But anyway, Simon, your answer is yes, we're playing. Who else? Virgil, are you of the same opinion? Virgil, are you of the same opinion? Are we playing too much cricket?
Because so much country is involved, I can't really say yeah, but sometimes what happens, some of us want to play in too many competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't say too much cricket around the world, because I'm glad to, you can turn on and you can watch cricket. But if Bangladesh having something, and I want to go and play near them, and then actually have something and I want to go and play near India, have something, and it's just some people pushing themselves in too many places, and they're burning themselves out. You know, because, I mean, if it's just 10 countries having something during the year, I can understand that, but when it's about 30 countries having something and you want to be in all, that is not too much cricket, but too much players playing too much competition all over, and that's what will burn out some of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to say something, Dennis?
It is not unusual, which is why players such as Anisa Mohammed has decided to take a break. We hear up around internationally, we hear of a lot of players who have decided to retire from one format of the game or the other because there's just so much cricket that they're having to play and being away from family for a long period of time. So you're right, we do have a lot of cricket going on.
You know, the noise here, there's a little background noise there from Audley because he's at the airport, you know. Can we just bear with it a little? But anyway, you know, England, the 100 is played. I think they organized the 100 in order to satisfy their condition because of their shortened summer when they can play cricket. They have organized 100 matches in order to satisfy their appetite for the game. So it's 100 balls, and it's less than the T20. They can get in a number of matches, and it suits their... And it seems to be catching on. It's the only country that is playing 100 games right now. But you notice West Indies also is going on to the 60. So they may eventually turn to that as well. But I think we are playing a lot. And remember now, folks, that the USA haven't gotten started yet. When the major league comes to USA and you have some good sponsors start to throw some big bucks into those teams, eventually we'll have more cricket in your backyard that you can you can devour. Any other questions for anyone?
Yeah, can you hear me, Leon?
Yes, we're hearing you now.
Yes, I found a corner, but you know, I can't avoid it.
Don't miss your flight, you know. Be sure.
No. I know. I'm right adjacent to the boarding area. Yes, so I'm saying like guys like Andre Russell, Defleetus, Bravo, Jason Roy, all those guys did not get picked up in the big bash, and the only reason why because the teams are going for people who are going to stay the entire duration of the season, because the players that I've mentioned before, they were only able to stay for half the season because of prior engagement, you know, with other teams to hop from one team to the other. So as you were saying that there are too much players want to play for too much team. Well, that's going to happen. That's what's going to happen to them. Let them. They're not going to get picked up because players are going to play. Teams are going to up for some other players who maybe won't be as exciting and powerful, sort of power hitters like those guys, but they're going to be there for the entire season, not just to perform half and then when they're ready and maybe things get into the real nitty-gritty stage when they should be able to help push the team through the opt-out because they have previous contracts which they have to start with another team. So I don't see anything wrong with the amount of cricket being played. It is only giving other players more exposure because the cricket is not built around just the popular guys who can hit how much sixes and stuff. Other players are coming to the forefront because of that. So keep on playing all the cricket they can play. That's my
opinion. But oddly, before you go, you're saying that Hussain may not play for the West Indies then because he's picked up by the by a team in Australia for the Big Bash.
Well, I don't for the West Indies, if he's gonna play for the T20, well, by that time the Big Bash will be done.
He's been drafted.
Yes. So if you're drafted, they're not drafted for a part of the season. At least most of it, and that's what happened. Because you would say, look, a guy like Russell Hansdown would just walk into any team. But the managers are saying, and the teams are saying, we'd rather to have a player that doesn't carry the repetition that you really carry, but they're going to be here for the entire season when push comes to shove. And that's what they're opting for.
You know, my contention is that if a player is being selected for the IPL and he gets a good sum of money, I don't think for his own personal sake, you know, his body can endure so much. You know, I would just take two other franchises maybe. If I get into the Big Bash and I get into the IPL, I play for the West Indies CPL, I think that should be enough for their body because they can't take so much. You know, that's my concern.
What really happened is that they are throwing more and more money. They are throwing more and more money at them, and so that's what's causing it. So when you look at this one, of course the IPL is the biggest, and then you know you have others that follow. But then, you know, if you're gonna this money coming up and just continue, they continue. That's why they don't care about playing for the West Indies.
Well, look at it, Audley. This guy's body are going to be taking a big...
I know, but look at it. I would say for the entire IPL season, maybe it's less hustle on the body than to play a four test match series, because you're out for 4 or 5 days, depends on how long the match lasts, right? And you're not just bowling 4 overs, some 30-yard, 20-yard, and stuff like that. So that, I'd say, is more rigorous because this is something short. You go there, 3 hours the most. You're going to be in the field for like 1.5 hours, and if you happen to go the bat for an hour, so you, like maximum 2.5 hours for a player. You know, depends on how you perform at the bat. So I don't think that it's as bad as if we take a look at it, careful look at it. When I play 1-4 test match series, and if all 4 matches should enter the 5 days, it's more work than going to the entire IPL.
I hear you, but I don't know. What are your thoughts, Dennis?
I have to agree with Audley in the sense that the driving force here is not so much, not even the physical thing. The driving force is the bank balance. And you're not going to turn down a lucrative offer of several thousand dollars for, as Audley put it, 3 hours worth of work, twice per week maybe.
When you look at it, it's not 3 hours work, you know. You got to take into consideration the travel time. You know, for instance, you travel from Australia, you travel from England, you travel from the West Indies going to the Middle East.
But Leon, they're not doing it weekly. When they're in Australia, they concentrate on playing in Australia. When they're in England, they concentrate on England. You know, maybe they go from a different state, but they have the stadium that I don't think they're too far from each other. They space the matches, so you know they kind of fulfill their obligations.
I hear you. That makes sense. But, you know, I'm just concerned for their bodies. And they may make money, right? I'm saying a guy makes, you know, $500,000 for, say, 6 to 3 months. You know.
If I can give you a quick one.
Go.
If I can give a quick one. Right here in South Florida, the U.S. Open prize money has been hiked because previously $100,000 and it split with first prize getting 50 and so on so forth. Now this year the next one coming up is $250,000. The winners are going to get $120,000. So there you go, more money is being thrown out there.
So when the U.S. MLS comes into being and they start to offer, say, not Gale, but Russell and the works, they're going to come over here too and play it and then rush up to play the CPL and rush to play the IPL. And if you get picked for the Big Bash, you rush to, or you go to Bangalore, all the leagues. And if Canada offer you a good deal, you're going to go too?
All these decisions are rested with the team managers and coaches, and they decide if they want to have a player just to play half a season, or what it is. Because some with the name recognition, you know, that it pulls people into the park, you know. So sometimes some goes with that, you know.
And then again, Raymond, you have to think about the agent, because whenever the agent gets a contract for them, they get a cut.
Right.
So they don't care.
Mm-hmm. And cricket, they don't get a cut. Mm.
That's another factor why some people seem to think that test matches are now perhaps less popular than the shorter form of the games, because if you're contracted for a test match, it's 5 days and a lot more wear and tear on yourself, whereas the shorter versions of the game seems much more attractive, which is why you're getting so many players retiring from the shorter version and going, from the longer version. The test match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is why perhaps test match may well be on the downward slope in terms of popularity amongst the crowd rather than amongst the Puritans like those who play the game at the amateur levels.
Well, not for me.
Let me butt in a little bit, man. Because me hereby talk about test match will do your body this. To me, you get more burnout playing T20 more than a test match. You never see no bowler sweat like how these guys sweat in T20. Because T20 is so short, you got to put in every single thing inside there. You get more damage in T20 than in test match. Your body burn out. Physically, you get more damage and injury in T20 than you're playing in test match. So I can't see when someone would say that you get burnout from test match than T20, but you get more damage, your body burn out easier from T20, anyone that shot a version of T20 than test match. Because watch all those people you see cramping up. You don't see nobody cramping up like that in test match. You have time in between to breathe. T20, you don't have no time. You don't even have room for word of mouth. Because of the pace, it's so fast, and you got to be on your P's and your Q's that you get burned out very easy in T20.
Virgil, we know it's more intense. We know that the T20 is more intense. But if you're going to talk about burnout, look, man, 5 days in sun bowling, nobody can bowl all out because he's not going to exceed four overs.
Point here, it's not 5 days in the sun because you have the different breaks.
But even then, when you break, you have to come back. You're going to do at least 6 hours for the day.
Yeah, but you got to rest.
Right?
Body gets a rest.
So, so, So in the T20, it looks like an hour and a half, and you rest.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And then you come back on,
yes.
And then you're done for the day. It's not like you rest, and then you come back,
you
and you come back
well,
again.
It's
like
fast,
this match.
It's faster.
So
it's faster.
I know, so I can't say nobody burn out in T20.
I'll
burn out in a 5-6
match. I saw Dutton.
No, man, you burn out.
Burn out today.
You watch it.
Dutton burned out today.
Campaign and all this kind of stuff.
Dutton did it today. She was burned out. She was leaning over. So, who knows? And then,
well,
at least...
I have to agree with you.
Wait.
Leon,
let me make a point. Because, I don't know, you have your point. I know that is okay. But the point I'm trying to bring to you guys' attention, you can get a substitute. You could come off the field. You could go to the bar. How often you see a guy come off the field for T20? You don't have
it's so short, you don't have to. You don't have
but
to.
That's
so
right.
It's so short, yeah, you don't right. have to.
Yeah.
Unless a real emergency, right. something come up, real emergency, you eat something by cutting the stomach and,
right.
you know,
you guys
stomach going
the
to
have to go. You guys remember
to.
The incident with Cornwall and Pollard? Yeah, remember that? He was, yeah, Cornwall
Remind
was,
us,
right. was blown short. Right, he had run a numerous number of short singles, and he wanted to come up. Well, I say, hey, you shouldn't be made to come back again. He pointed his finger up in his face and so. But anyway,
hey, the man got 80 something. Yeah. He gone about 80 something. You know, he come off unless somebody's coming about. I don't see what's wrong with that.
But well, I didn't
he really got 80 something.
You remember that though? You remember the incident?
Yeah, I remember the game. Man. But
no,
when
no,
I'm
you're,
saying,
you're out there to take your team home. Don't tell me that you're tired and you have to come out. No. No, 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 no.
No, you have all the batman. No. I mean, sometimes we play and we wish the mandate to come out of the wicket and let somebody else go in.
Look, okay, man,
because
if you're playing a practice match, if you play, Virgil, if you're playing a practice match and you want to give other batsmen batting practice, it's different. But you're playing IPL or you're playing CPL or whatever it is. You're out there to produce to the maximum. If you're hurt, then you retire hurt and let somebody else come in. But not because you're tired.
I'm
going to
ask a question. How much time are we watching a game and we wish the man give up a wicket to make somebody else going about? Because he's hitting at the ball and the ball is not going to win and the one run.
Of course, we know that.
No, not too slow, but if you're playing and you're missing.
Virgil, you have
to
make some excuse. Virgil,
you
have to make some excuse.
What I'm saying.
That person would have to make some excuse. Send a message out or something so he suffers some cramp. Even when it's not two, you know, just to get the captain have to say, look, you're not getting the ball away, so you have to come off. So he said develop a cramp and then come off. Right? Because he's not getting
the
ball.
It was something like that, but the other person didn't like that because he wanted him to stay out there. He wanted to think him to stay out there. But I know he would have done the same thing if he was in that same situation there. But what I'm saying, right, you know when you're playing test match, you don't see nobody run, slide, and certain things they don't do a ball go bouncy. But
you see it happening. You may not be watching the test match,
but
it's happening. You have guys who are sliding and
these guys get more tired. People spend a whole day. They get more tired during the T20.
No,
because
they
can't afford every ball.
Standing out there, get weary more with the test. I can't agree with the virtual. I can't agree with you at that.
You spend
a maximum of an hour and a half, maybe. On the field when you're bowling, and then when you go, it depends on how long the bat. If you're side bowling all day, you're going to be on the field for 90 overs, right? And you're going to run, and even when you're running up and down, you're tired or you're weary, and especially when the sun is hot, just spilling down on you. Come on, you can't compare
yeah.
it to.
But when you're not taking into account
how much made a man bowl, how much made in your bowl, how much something you want to get 2 runs out of an over. When you hear you knock the ball, you have to be on the field, running all over, man. It's draining. I don't
Virgil,
know.
It's short.
Let him make it. Listen to me. I don't know if you ever play T20 at night, right, and see how the difference between playing T20 at night and playing a game in the daytime. Any other kind of game in the day, you're 30 over, you're 30 or 45 over,
Virgil,
and playing
Virgil,
T20 at
Virgil.
Night.
Virgil, when we're watching the IPL, most of those matches are being played in the night too, not because we're watching them all. You know that too. It's nice to play.
But they get tired too. They get tired the same too.
You sweat more. You burn more energy at night than in the daytime. Because you see these guys sweat like
hold on.
In daytime they don't sweat like that. They do not sweat like that in the daytime. Nighttime. That's where all the sweating, all the cramping, all kind of stuff happens to you at night.
Dear, I have to agree with Audley. A bowler in the shorter version, for example, the IPL, will bowl, what, 4 overs? A bowler in the 50 overs ODI will bowl 10 overs. In the test match, a bowler may bowl 20, 30, even 40 overs over 3 or 4 days, depending. For example, this match, the New Zealand A against India A, or is it Australia A? It was A matches where the total runs scored is 571 runs by the Indian batters, which means that the bowlers have to have bowled a lot of overs in order to have given up 571 runs. The batters, 3 batters, scored 132 runs, 176 runs, 121 runs. Now, for 3 batters, that is a lot of time at the wicket. So there's no way that you can say playing test cricket is not as demanding as playing the ODI.
You've got to take into consideration in test matches, you have intermission, you have the tea break. You have lunch, tea, and lunch. Injury time.
But Leon, that still doesn't equate to the amount of time in comparison with the T20.
It's not as fast.
Still, I'm sorry, I have to agree with Audley.
I don't care if you agree with him or not, but the point I'm saying is you have to take that into consideration too. It doesn't matter. It's not a matter of disagree. It's your opinion and ours, and Virgil has opinion too. And I tend to agree with Virgil. So.
All right. Well, we've got a split here in that regard.
Definitely. What say you, Simon? You're quiet. You got a question.
No. Well, I said before, I just don't like this. The way cricket is going now, you know. I'm very hard to change. My cricket is 3 days, or I'll go with the 50 overs. All the others could take it away. I'm not interested, really. This is not cricket for me. Man hitting ball behind his back and all that, like you're playing tennis. I don't like that. That's not cricket.
You got to hit it away from the fielder.
I like to see a man come onto his front foot, powder that ball past the bowler. That's my kind of cricket. Come onto the front foot and drive the ball back to the bowler. He can't stop it. Goes to the boundary. That's the cricket I saw that since I was 3 years old. That's the only cricket I like. Now I see somebody hitting ball behind their back like they're playing tennis.
Some of those shots can be used. Are being used in test matches right now too. So I wouldn't hit against them. But I'm saying, You know, I always say that all three formats, at least they're going to have 4 and no 5. Because if this 100 ball is expanded, it's going to be a T10, ODIs, 50 overs, test matches, and of course, 10 over matches as well, and now this 100 overs. So it's going to be so much complication, and you have to learn all your different rules. What is important? All the different rules and regulations. You know, so it's confusing, but in England, they're enjoying it. They're saying that this is
because of their climate, they have to put in as much tournament in their season so that they can get people to bring back people to the games. But I still enjoy my test matches. England and Australia, or South Africa were playing, and you see what happened. The matches are enjoyable. Nobody can say that they were not. Those matches and these test matches. The important thing, some of these matches can be a little more brighter, but of course, I still enjoy them. I will sit down and digest a good inning from a guy who comes in, he scores a sense, he takes his time, he carves out a shot, he does a good on drive or straight drive, and you know, and build an inning, make a century. Look at Stokes' inning. That was a marvelous knock.
Yes, I like to see a good test match. You know, a good bowler like Hall and Griffith and bowling to Boycott. And Boycott, he doesn't know what to do with the ball, and he's one of the best players in the world. He's confused, you know. But all these five overs, next day going to have five overs or three overs. When is it going to stop? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. To me, it's not cricket. I'll be honest with you. I don't like all this. Give me three-day cricket like we play in West Indies. The Leeward Islands against Barbados and all that. And give me the cricket in England, the counties against each other, and the test match. Apart from the others, you can take those away. You know, I'm very hard to change. Very hard.
Simon, what I want to do for you, Simon, is let your kid or your grandkids download one of those apps that you can watch these games, and then just sit down and watch the games, and then believe you. Once you start and watch the game, I can guarantee you, every day one of these games coming out, you're not going to want to miss it. I can guarantee you that.
So you don't like the test matches?
No. I love test matches, but I'm saying even just these games. If you sit at home there, you love cricket, believe you. As long as you love cricket and you see this game come on, you will sit down there and watch this game. And then all of a sudden, you see it start to like it. You start to enjoy it because it's just something different, but you're not accustomed to it. But once you start to watch it, because I don't believe you get to watch a lot of T20 games. I don't know. But you see the thing about it, before you start to dislike something like that, you need to see these games play.
Okay.
And then you will probably have a different... Once you see the gameplay, I guarantee you, you know next match coming on tomorrow, you're going to make sure 10 o'clock, you're going to make sure you're there and you start to watch it.
Yes, it's
definitely going to happen. So just start to watch one and two of these games.
You prefer the 10 overs match as opposed to a test match, 5-6 days?
No, I prefer. I like test match, but just for entertainment and short stuff or something, you're sitting down here, like I'm lying down here. I can lie down here and watch one of these games before I fall asleep. Now, if a test match, it'll take me long, but I love my test match. If I was home, I'm going to watch a test match. But time is changing now. But it's not just, as I said, it's not just the regular country that you want to get involved in cricket. All other kind of people get involved in the cricket. And you have to make room and games for these countries because they can't play test match. So you have to make it a way for these people. So, but you will definitely, if you start to watch this game, trust me, you will definitely enjoy it.
I understand.
Because things that you will see, and you see proper cricket shots, and you see way how people do things, and some of these shots that they're playing into this game, they're bringing it into the test match. Because anyhow you put it now, just remember, when Viv Richards went to England to play, everybody think like, okay, they set the field on the offside because the ball is out on the offside. For you to hit it at a particular place. And he take the ball because nobody's on the left side. He take the ball and carry it across. And people are thinking that is that cricket. But what he's going to do is hit it away from the fielder.
Yeah, he was wicked at pulling that ball. He used to pull that ball from the off stump.
Exactly. And people will say that is not cricket, right?
Yeah.
But then you go out there to score runs, not to hit it to the fielder because the ball is on that side. It's to separate the ball from the fielder. So if you can take it from one side and carry it across the other side, you're scoring runs. So you don't care what nobody said. Your score going up. Next thing is 400 runs.
But it's just that it's unorthodox, you know? He's unorthodox.
Well, they can say what they want. Yeah, they can say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, you have a score at 500. You don't care about the orthodox as long as you have the score. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to play to the field that they give you, and then you make 100. Make
yeah.
you look like a fool.
Yeah.
You understand? So everything is different, man. But what you need to do, man, start to watch some of these games, man. Believe you. Start to watch some of these games.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
you'll call me back and say, look, thank you, because
yeah,
I started
yeah,
to enjoy it.
Yeah, Virgil,
yeah.
I grew up in the days with Kanai and Butch and Sobers and these men, and I see Kanai. Kanai is barely 5 feet tall, and Kanai comes on his front foot and cover drive, and nobody could stop the ball. 5 feet tall, 5 feet, and the offside is packed, and they can't stop it. The speed he hits that ball with, power. This is a technique. He comes onto his front foot, and he punches the ball to the covers. Nobody could stop it. Now, this is the cricket that I grew up with, what I call cricket.
Listen to this. Okay, listen to this.
Leon.
You know, in your time, right, when they used to have cars, sometimes you could run and park somebody driving, and you can run and pass the car because the car was so slow.
Yeah.
Now the cars that they make now, you're doing 95 miles per hour, you're doing 100 and something miles per hour. So everything completely different than what it used
yeah.
to be. You understand?
That,
so
that in my time.
With,
hey, Virgil.
Yes,
okay,
my
time.
And we don't use donkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come here.
Donkey.
Yeah, you want to say something?
I was going to just say that I think we have, is it Leon or Donna joined us, so maybe we might want to see which one it is.
Yeah. Because I haven't heard from Mr. Patel for a while. Mr. Patel left us.
Number.
No, Mr. Patel left us.
Ivor, and the hand's not up, so I didn't know whether or not they joined. 786-605?
Correct. I think
that might be Ivor's
or,
number.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now the hands. You brought them in?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Props.
We probably dropped them. Okay. So.
No, the hands are up. The hands are up.
Okay. Okay, good. Come on in. 786-565.
Stop saying hello, that's me. Hello.
Yeah, happy.
It's the wedded man.
I did, man.
Yes,
congratulations.
I will, and I do.
Congratulations from all of us here at the cricket show.
Congratulations again, yes, in order. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
you
did.
Much.
Make the best of it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward for you to beat me now.
To beat you? Yeah, how many years been married? What, 52 years? My beard will be stuck in the ground.
All right, enjoy.
Thanks to all of you and for the well wishes. It was well attended, and I think it was a love affair. As a matter of fact, I have one of the attendees. He can tell us. Indeed.
This is Jamal Williams. I'm a nephew to my great aunt, and now I can say a great uncle in all the meaning of it. It was extremely wonderful. I'm telling you now, if you missed it, you missed probably one of the best weddings ever had in the Western Hemisphere.
Amen.
And I'm going to
say
in the world.
So, it means that you're going next. Are you going to be next? You're going to be next?
Yes, I'm waiting for Auntie to hook me up.
You know the only reason why I wasn't there? Because
why?
I met my wife at a wedding.
But it was truly beautiful, man. Very relaxed.
Yes,
everyone was loving. The family came together. It was like a family reunion, and it was just big
praise
and beautiful.
God for
and
that.
Yes, praise God.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Leon,
I want to say to Ivor and the First Lady, we've heard a story about going full circles and finally meeting again. And what we want to say is what a wonderful situation that is. And it obviously is the add to a bin. It was written in the cards. So we know that this is a good thing. Congratulations to you both.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Leon.
You're welcome. Merchie, don't go. I think Merchie might want to say something to your folks. So she was quiet all the time until she hear your voice. Merchie?
Hey, Merchie. How you doing?
Doing okay, thanks. Congratulations again. And
Thank you.
Enjoy every moment.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Already started.
Bye. But about the cake, we're still waiting for the cake. So make sure when you cut the cake, leave the middle part for the cricket show.
Yeah.
Because we want to taste the
cake.
Right.
All right. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Okay. Where are you going for the honeymoon?
We are going to Disney World.
Okay, very good.
Yay. Yeah, we're going to spend a week there,
Very nice.
Amen. Very nice.
Oh, I've never been there, so my husband
never
is been
there
for my honeymoon.
All right.
Okay.
No,
it's a fun place.
Good place.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too, so I'm very excited.
Amen.
Fun and happy place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're leaving in the morning, so it should be fun.
Yes.
All the way.
God is faithful and good. Yes.
Remember, you have to celebrate
Bless me with
for
a
the
wonderful
entire...
husband.
You have to celebrate.
Celebrate
for
absolutely.
The entire month, because that's the standard set by Ivor. So this honeymoon won't be.
He continued it this afternoon. We continued it as. Another family gathering again. You know, it was really nice getting together.
Mr. and Mrs. Ivor.
Hey, how is
it
going?
Going fantastic, man. What a wonderful way to keep the show going, keep everybody
lighthearted. It is indeed.
We enjoyed your joke.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Indeed.
You know what? Yeah, I'm at the airport. I'm still waiting to take my flight, so it's a bit noisy. That's why I've been on mute. I've just found a little corner, but it tends to be noisy. So. All right, Ivor and Barbara, enjoy your honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't take the Mickey out of the mouse now, Ivor.
We're competing to be the godfather.
Mark, we had co-MCs. And trust me, they kept the crowd, kept everyone alive and right into it. They were really part of it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
I heard you did. I just listened. So, Marjorie, thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you to the cricket show. And, of course, all, should I say all night long? No, all month long.
Yes. A lot of people are competing to be the godparents now.
What is in the girls? Shall we have our boys?
All right, guys, enjoy everything. I'm going back on mute.
Okay.
I'm going back on mute, all right?
Enjoy. Be safe now.
Okay.
Be safe.
Okay, I just listen off here because we're driving and it's raining.
Okay, all right. Awesome.
Okay.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Let's go back and...
All right. Push the one.
Okay, folks, let's go back to Simon. Anything? Virgil, were you quiet or not? Were you...
No, I'm listening, I'm listening to all the kind words to the newlyweds, you know.
Can I say you're next?
To the newlyweds.
No. Mr. Francis, I was waiting to hear Ivor's voice because I'm hearing everybody as voice, but I can't hear Ivor's voice unless Ivor, it seems like he changed, if something happened, his voice changed, so I was waiting to hear his voice.
No, but you answer, can you answer my question? You're next, are you? Can you tell the crowd, next? Are you next?
Hello? Hello?
Are you next?
Hello?
Dennis,
no,
Dennis
it's like we're talking about. It's like we're a bad connection.
Dennis, talk to him. talk to Virgil.
We haven't talking a bad connection.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can you guys just finish up the show with us and just give us your thoughts about Serena Williams? She's leaving the big stage now. Anybody has anything to say about Serena? She's leaving, man. She has transformed the tennis world, man. And she has said, this is it. And guess what? She was born in September, and she is retiring in September. What that tells you about September? Anybody?
Well, we know what it tells us about Serena. She came on the scene along with her sister, and the two of them have managed to transform this game. Although, of course, you know, her sister dropped out earlier for whatever reason, but Serena has stood the test of time, and her name will go down in the history books as one of the greatest female tennis player of all times, of all color, of all stripes.
Yes,
so
yes.
I wish her well in her retirement from the game and hope that she can find the time to take on some other chores and, you know, be a good mentor to other young ladies out there wanting to take up the cudgel and the game of tennis. That's back to you, Liam.
Yeah, indeed.
How about you, Simon? Simon, you know Serena?
Well, I don't know her, but I've seen her play, and I think she's a very, very good player. She's retiring, I think, after this game. And she's transformed the game and make it much more exciting.
More exciting. And Virgil, your thoughts about Serena? We have a few minutes left.
I saw both of them when they started, and I always wish them all the best. And for Serena, I mean, she mastered her act and goes, 23 champions.
23
champions
in all formats.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, she really put everything out there, and I just want to wish her all the best, because at certain time you have to retire from the game because you're not as young and can move around as fast as you wanted to, and then you have to look about your family and all this kind of stuff. So I just wish her all the best and hope she just keep on be a part of tennis also, but not be playing, but be a part of tennis, maybe bring her daughter up to probably do the same thing too, and I just wish the family all the best.
All right. Anybody else want to say their piece? Dennis, you said your piece already on her? Okay. But just to give you some facts, you know, like we mentioned that she had some 39 Grand Slam, all told, in all formats. She had, I'm tell you now, she had 23 singles, and she had, I just had misplaced the other facts. But she made $98 million all told, just from her winnings, you know, and not to mention what she makes from advertisement and so forth. So,
yeah,
she had done.
So she's catching up to you, there, good buddy. She's catching up to you.
I don't know what a million looks like. $98 million.
She's getting close to you.
We're proud of her, and she was not related to me, but we are proud of her, man. And I'm sure she definitely had to be considered the greatest of all female tennis players, because she won more tournaments in the open era than anybody else, at least Margaret Court
won it when the it was not open. So she had done well.
So you think she will be a good role model for the young people coming up?
Definitely, because not only is she, you know, successful on the court, she's a good speaker, and she can go into anything. She can be a commentator. She can go into the movies, and they speak more than one language. So she has a lot of assets that the world can use. So just hope that the rest of her day she does spend it wisely, and keep herself healthy. And I'm sure she one day may hear she run for the presidency of the United States. No, you may just hear it. You never know. When you have money, you can do anything, you know. Money's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all she has to do is get some more experience and get some coaching, and you never know what's happened. She may be the president of the tennis association or something, but she still has a lot to offer the world. So, and she has done enough to make her into the Hall of Fame, put her into the Hall of Fame.
Mr. President, you think that she would, I should say, you think that she could have gone on a little further?
I had a feeling that she, if she had won this tournament, she probably would not have ended there because she'd want to break the record. Because it's 24, Margaret Court has 24 singles, and she has 23, you know, but she probably would have gone on. But
okay,
how she played those two first matches, I don't know if anybody saw them, but those were classical wins. And to knock out the number two ranked player in this tournament in the second round, that was a feat, unbelievable. And she was ranked 605th in the world. So that is something that is remarkable. She had done her part.
Yeah, I got you. No.
Anything on anybody's mind? Anything on anybody's mind? I don't know if Murchis wants to say something about her, because let's hear from Murchis. Murchis, you want to say something about Serena? She's your cousin, right?
I think. I wish. I'm on top of the world right now, shouting her name. But for me, you guys have said everything. But for me, the last match that she played was so brilliant. She played a magnificent game on her way out, and that just to show you how she is master of the game. So wish her all the best in all her endeavors after this.
She has a bright future. Mm-hmm. Has an awesome future. I don't think anything could expect. We'd love to see her equal or even go past, but it wasn't to be. And her record is enough.
Yeah,
she's
enough. She don't have anything else to prove, and even though she lost the game, she went out on top still because of the way she played that game last night, night of four Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So kudos.
Yes. Yeah. I was just giving some records because I have here that she won 39 Grand Slam, in 23 singles, 14 doubles. And, of course, two mix. That gives her a total of 39. And her prize money amounts to $95 million. That is $80 million. Million pounds. And she won her first Grand Slam at the age of 17. And, of course, everything else is big. I think she can write many books. She can
He has nothing she could do now after this. He could even adopt me.
I would come and be your neighbor. So I can see her every day. Anything else? Anybody? Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dennis. You have it all.
Leon.
Love is in the air. So can we get two bars of this UB40 before we say...
No, I got one set up. I got something set up for the end. I'll make everybody say it.
Right.
I have something set up for the end. Yes. Thanks. For, yeah, okay. So, anything else anybody on anybody's mind? So why don't you give me your final thoughts, Simon?
Yes, I'm happy to do that. Mr. President, I just want to say I wish everyone a wonderful week this week, everyone to be safe, and we'll be back here on the radio next week, Sunday, at 6 p.m. Have a wonderful week, all, and be safe.
Don't go. Wait for what we got to do after this, right? Okay, Merchant, how about you? Give us your final thoughts.
Well, have a good night. It was a pleasure. And make sure you smile. Or say something nice to someone. You never know. So have a good night.
Good night. Thanks for being with us. And Virgil, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say something about the game when I was watching today. I see two blunder by, you have technology and these umpire need to use technology. There was two close call, and I think one of them, the umpire said, I think he said out. And when the person went off or something, is that out or not out? But when he said out and you went off and go. But when you replay, because the person couldn't challenge it or nothing like that, because it was a stump or a run out. And when, instead of he covered third umpire, he just said out. And when the person went off and you look at it, the person was not out. So these guys need to, when it's something close, you need to use the technology. Nothing is wrong with that. So that's...
Okay.
As we come to the close of another show, I just want to tell all the audience and the panelists, good night and have a wonderful rest of the week.
Okay. Audley, your final thoughts? I don't know if you're in a position to just say your final thoughts before we go. Well, he might be not in a position. So, Dennis, why don't you go? And then,
well, just a reminder to the... reminder to the panelists that the ICC Women's T20 World Cup qualifier is set for September 18 to 25. So look out for that. Bangladesh, Thailand, Zimbabwe, USA will be playing for their place in the T20 World Cup qualifier. So set your reminders, please, and don't miss it. Okay, that's it, Leo.
Okay. Yes, well, I'm going to give you a little chance to do that because I kind of hustle it up. So let's play a few bars, and I have one set up after you, a few bars of what you have selected. Go right ahead, Dennis. And then I'll come
all
in
right.
Mine.
This,
good.
This one's just a few bars for the new lovers.
Men
sing, only fools rush in.
I have
fallen in
love.
That was just to whet the appetite of the newlyweds.
Back
to you.
And this is mine for Ivor.
Well, that.
I have no house, no land. I have no big diamond. I
have no Cadillac or no van. I can't pay my bills on time, even that to blow my mind. You still want to know why you're smiling so? I have a good peace of mind, I'm contented all the time, and I have a loving wife and she's fine. That's why I'm happy.
Wonderful God is to me. Nobody out there happier than me. Give me Pleasantville is a happy, happy man. A happy, hey, well, a happy, nobody out there happier than me. Watch me, look, man, a happy, always smiling, a happy, always grinding. Pleasantville is a happy, happy man. Hey, a happy, a happy, nobody out there happier than me. No money, happy, a healthy, happy, oh, Pleasantville is a happy, happy man, a happy, a happy, nobody out there happy.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Good night.